If you're like us and sometimes go grocery shopping when you're hungry, you know the likelihood you'll come home with lots of beautiful fresh produce, only to realize there's no way you'll be able to eat it before it all goes bad. But what if you knew how to can or preserve your fresh fruits and veggies? KJZZ's Sarah Ventry spoke with Autumn Giles, Arizona author of a new canning and preserving cookbook called Beyond Canning. Sarah joins me. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Mark.
So how did Autumn begin canning?
Well, actually, I assume that she must have lived on a farm or a rural homestead when she started, but she started canning when she was living in New York City and found herself getting a little overzealous at farmers markets.
When I was living in the city, I had access to, you know, all the beautiful green markets, and I really didn't always exhibit the best self-control there, so I would buy a lot more stuff than I could possibly eat in a week. Sour cherries, for example. Now what do I do with them? And so I learned to make a sour cherry preserve, which became one of my favorite things and one thing that I like to make year after year. And so I think, you know, if you're thinking about the problem of food waste, if you have a few of these recipes in your arsenal, I think they can be a great tool for a home cook.
You make an excellent point about food waste. And I sort of wonder, a lot of times when people get cookbooks or recipe books, instead of maybe the intention is to, you know, I'm going to learn better ways to use the fruit and vegetables I buy, a lot of times the recipes will have like a lot of ingredients that in some cases are very specialized or maybe not things that you normally buy at the grocery store. Is there a way to make sure that you can sort of combat food waste while at the same time not focusing so much on maybe having to purchase those kind of higher end or more expensive type of flavorings or ingredients?
Sure. Well, in the fermentation section of my book, for example, at the very beginning, I have the basics for brining, which is pickling vegetables in a salt brine instead of vinegar, or a basic sort of formula for making something like sauerkraut. I think those are great tools that once you are familiar with them, you can use them with what you have.
Let's talk a little bit about the idea of a CSA box. CSA boxes are these community-supported agriculture systems where you can pay a monthly fee or a weekly fee, and then you get a box of fresh fruits and vegetables from a local farm. What would be some kind of tips that you have for someone who loves the idea of a CSA box but finds themselves not always being able to cook or prepare things as quickly as they would like?
Yeah, I mean, I would go back to fermentation again first. I know that can feel like a bit of a leap for some folks, right? Because what you're doing is combining salt with, say, cabbage and leaving it on your counter for a couple weeks. And I think the hardest part of making something like sauerkraut is the psychological part the first time you do it. And so, and it was for me, absolutely. So once you do it once and kind of see that it's okay and it turns out delicious, it's something that I think people can get quickly hooked on. Going back to your CSA question, there's a recipe in my book for a radicchio and sunchoke kraut with thyme. And that was absolutely born out of the fact that radicchio was often showing up in my CSA box, and I typically like bitter greens, but I had never really been able to prepare radicchio in a way that I was truly happy with, you know. So it was the last thing getting used up in my crisper drawer. And once I fermented it, I loved it. And that sauerkraut recipe that's in my book is really now my favorite way to prepare it.
What advice would you give to someone who maybe is not a very sophisticated home cook? What would be sort of like the first steps to learning how to do this and to trying to do it in your own home kitchen?
You know, all the recipes in my book are small batch recipes. And so that would be my first word of advice, is to start small. And that was a mistake that I made when I first started preserving, is that I got really excited about it really fast. And so I would go to a U-Pick, for example, and, you know, pick 40 pounds of peaches because I was so excited and make so much peach jam. And if you're feeling like you don't know where to start in terms of what to make, I would think about just on the most practical level, what is it you eat? You know, if you're paying $8 a jar for kimchi in the grocery store, try making it yourself.
That's Autumn Giles. She's the author of the cookbook Beyond Canning, which came out this week. And you can find recipes from her new book on KJZZ.org.
That's KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.